the pathway of usefulness to God is in the New Testament epistle of Titus, chapter 2, where in one small passage, every older man, every older woman, every younger woman, and every younger man is addressed. Look at the next slide. This is the curriculum God sent for his church. In Titus 2, verses 1 through 8, his 12-part plan, 12 character qualities for godly men and godly women. Now, look up from the slide for a second. There's really no passage of Scripture like this in the whole Bible. It actually says that the older men, that the older women, that the younger women, that the younger men. Let me ask you, in the church, is there anybody else that's not either an older or younger man or woman? No. It's the only place in eight little verses, all four groups that make up every gathering, older and younger men and women, are addressed with specifics. Okay, look at the slides because I want to go through these with you. Like I said, this is an immense topic that we need to take time to understand. Titus 2, 1 and 2 gives these qualities for older men. And I'll read it to you from the card there. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. Okay? Now look up. Take your Bible, if you haven't turned there already. Let's go to Titus 2. And I would like to briefly apply these verses, okay? Number one, Titus 2, verse 2, that the older men be sober. What does that mean when the Bible says the older men be sober? This is the way I summarize it. Maintaining a balanced life in a world that's always obsessive, compulsive. Do you know what sober-minded means is? You don't get drawn away with every pendular fad. That is the goal of every older man, that he have this lifestyle of kind of like a straight line that's not always wavering. Number two, reverent, getting serious about God in an amused world. Number three, temperate, living wisely in a foolish world. Number four, sound in faith. What does sound mean? The Greek word is hugaino. It means healthy. And it means guarding a healthy mind. This is, your mind is the connection between the spiritual world and the physical world, between our body and God. This is the connection. This is the interface. This is so valuable. You know what most people do? They guard this, their mouth. I mean, you meet people, they wouldn't put a spoon. In fact, we're in the COVID time. I mean, we have a mask over. We don't want to breathe in anything that's a contagion. We don't want to put anything in our mouth that might have, you know, the COVID-19 virus. And so we're protective of our physical body, yet we will let anything in spiritually into our minds through our ears or through our eyes that's contaminated. This godly older man is sound in faith. He guards his healthy mind in a sick world. He's also, the same word hugaino, in love. He has healthy love. Sound in love means healthy. And what that means is staying tender in a cruel world. And he's also sound in patience. He finishes hopefully in a despairing world. He kind of has that long-term view. Okay? So that's older men. And that's the goal of every man.